Good afternoon. Welcome to Leading Edge Maryland What's Working Wednesdays. Today we are going to talk about learning carts, the easy, flexible, fun educational approach with Ann Patterson from Broadmead. As you've been coming on the call, I am muting your lines. Your lines will be muted while Ann is giving her formal presentation. And then following that, I will unmute the lines and you can ask questions. So without further ado, Ann, take it away.
All right. Well, good morning, Deborah, and good morning, everyone. As Deborah said, my name is Ann Patterson, and I have the privilege of serving as the administrator at Broadmead. We're located in Cockeysville, Maryland. And with me is the team of Meredith Hudkins, and Meredith is our assisted living director, and she also serves as the assistant nursing home administrator. And then Teresa Girolo is our social worker, and she is joining us today, as is Stacy Young, who is our director of lifestyle. And the four of us sort of got together and realized we had a couple of hurdles coming, one of which comes from payroll-based journal in the fact that we cannot count the time of our caregivers if they are removed from the direct line of care. So we thought, how can we educate everybody keeping that factor in mind? Another issue we were dealing with was we had a high number of falls starting in March, and we've been able to lower that number from 25 falls in March per month to about 8 last month. So we needed to make sure we took not taking the caregivers away, which we felt was maybe impacting our falls number. So we kind of threw all that in the mix, and we said, what can we do to educate people, lower our falls, and keep in mind that payroll-based journal kind of limits us from removing people to classrooms? And we got together, and we came up with something we call learning carts. And the learning cart is a monthly event, and we make it fun. We look at the topics that we need to share with our team, and we come up with three tips. And we say, okay, what three tips do we want to share with the team? And we do it in different varieties. We offer paper documentation, such as maybe dementia caregiver tips on paper. We make it fun by using skits. And, of course, we always have Q&A, and we offer some sort of a treat. Recently, we've offered something as simple as the Dum Dum Lollipops. So we're going to go around, and Stacy's going to speak a little bit, Teresa will speak, Meredith will speak, and then I will close. And we're going to ask Stacy to share with us just sort of the outline of the cart, the props, and to give you a picture of what that learning cart actually looks like.
Good morning. Can everybody hear me? Okay. This is Stacy. I was going to talk to you a little bit about our supplies and how we made the cart. First, you definitely want to make the cart something very visually pleasing, something fun. We actually have where it says learning cart, so all that see it know what it is, but it has bright colors, bright letters, so that it stands out. You also want to make sure that you have all your supplies ready. Because it is a learning cart and we're meeting people real time, you need to really have your supplies ready with you and there and available, because you want to get to the colleagues as quickly as you can, give them the information they need, and help them to move on to do their daily jobs. So, for example, when we did our dementia learning cart, we had a wheelchair available with our cart. That was to help simulate how it feels if somebody is not greeted and treated in the proper way, and if you were to take their wheelchair and maybe pull quickly from behind or push them without telling them what you're doing. Another example of a supply would be we use goggles for our dementia training, and the idea there was to simulate what happens with our vision and how that becomes impaired as we go through the disease process. I think staff really enjoyed that because it gave them a real-life example of what it's like to have that visual impairment and then also additionally have somebody come and pull the wheelchair or push it away from you. So props are key, you know, visual ways that we can show them and teach them through whatever process we're looking at. I know for infection control, Teresa and Ann had some fun props to discuss with infection control, even like looking like you're putting your hand in blood to give that visual feel for what you're going through. So making sure you have all of that prepared before you go into it is really important. Oh, and copies of handouts, that's right. So Ann, as she alluded to, we have handouts for each topic because that's a real great resource that somebody can grab and go with when they go out onto the floor or even keep in their pocket if they want to refer to it. Anything from caregiver tips to top 10 symptoms of infection or top 10 ways that you can improve infection control in your environment, whatever is a quick and easy visual tool that they can take with them and either read later or keep in file and keep in their pocket so when they're working with the residents, they have it to refer to.
Thank you, Stacy. And Teresa is our social worker here and really brought a great sense of humor to our learning carts, which we've had a lot of fun with. So Teresa is going to share with us how we made it engaging and something a little bit different than just sitting in a classroom and having one-way dialogue with people you're trying to train.
Great. Hi, everybody. Yes, as Ann said, we try to make it fun, so you have to make sure you have people doing this that don't have problems with being laughed at. So we tried to make ourselves visually stand out. Can I talk about the thinking caps? Or
yeah.
Okay. We, as our team, we made thinking caps, so we would stand out and people would say, hey, what are these people doing? And actually, amongst ourselves, Meredith did the best thinking cap ever, so I'm going to have to step mine up a little bit because my thinking cap was a little pale in comparison, so I'm working on a killer thinking cap. So that was one thing. We need to stand out, and when we did infection control, Ann and I dressed up with the full gowns, gloves, mask. So people, I think a couple of the family members were a little worried that we were walking around all dressed up. I said, no, nobody's sick. We're just doing this as an educational piece. And part of what we did is Ann and I sneezed at each other to show how to do it wrong. And I was really afraid that we were going to end up headbutting each other because we were like right next to each other and I thought we were going to headbutt. And then, again, doing funny things like I said, I put my hand in ketchup to try to simulate blood or just say, what the heck is this? And then to do the hand washing, we got everybody to, there was a sink nearby, or we made sure we were near a sink when we did the education. So we all, everybody sang happy birthday while I was washing my hands to make sure we knew how long a time for proper hand washing is. And the timing of the song happy birthday is about how long it takes for, to make sure your hands are washed properly. So that was fun. We made everybody sing, and then, again, we gave everybody a treat. I think
it was actually quite fun and quite engaging, and one thing that we did was when we were engaging people either through hand washing or, as Stacy had said, when we asked for the wheelchair as a prop, we actually had the people that we had collected as our audience. So when we literally go down the hallway with our learning cart and we push it, and we gather people up, and we don't just gather the GNAs and the nurses, we gather everybody, our housekeepers, which we call home management associates, we gather our dining, we really grab anybody in the hallway and bring everybody in, and then we ask them to participate. So it was actually, one of the attendees that was sitting in the wheelchair with the goggles on, and we kind of asked them, what did it feel like? And just that ability to, interact with people really, really allowed people to focus and kind of be in the moment with us. So for Meredith is going to share with us the feedback that we received from having the learning carts.
Good morning. This is Meredith. We tend as communities to request that our teams do things inadvertently, but on our own schedules. And in-services tend to be no different. So just as we were committed to meeting the needs of our residents, we needed to also do that for our staff members. So this was really a fun, interactive alternative for education that really instantly satisfied the needs of our staff members. And now they look forward to seeing us coming. They know when we're on our way. We do have one squeaky wheel on our cart, so they do have a heads up that we're on the way. But they do like seeing us come down the hall with our wild hats on and our yellow cart of treats. The residents have also come to look forward to seeing us. Just as entertaining as we are for our staff members, we tend to be equally as entertaining for our residents. They come to look forward to seeing us. This is really taking another step towards creating a constructive, approachable culture in licensed care areas, and we really look forward to continuing with it. It's been one of our most successful initiatives this year.
So for learning carts, thank you for joining us today and listening to a little bit about it. What we've described to you is that it's a fun cart. Ours happens to be bright yellow. We push it down the hallway. It's relatively large. We have learning cart on the side in big letters. We put all of our props on the top of it. We go down the hallway with it, and we kind of call people, and it kind of reminds me of the ice cream man when we get people to come. So as Meredith said, they do look forward to it. Teresa talked about the humor and just making people laugh. It's so good for us on many levels, caregiver stress. But what we found that as we did this and we incorporated humor with it, that we actually were engaging the residents as well. So when we looked up and we looked around, actually some of the people that live with us were kind of learning something and enjoying that too. And our thinking caps were literally part of the learning cart. We put them on our head. It drew attention to ourselves. And I think Teresa touched on the people that do the learning carts really need to be comfortable with sort of putting themselves out there, not to be so silly, but to actually just sort of be able of making a point through humor. And then Meredith alluded to how well received it has been through the teams. And we take these learning carts through our assisted living and through our comprehensive care. All in the name of reducing falls, being able to be good stewards of what we put in for payroll-based journal. And so some of the ways we plan to grow the cart, the learning cart experience, is we do plan to share it with other departments. When other departments have their monthly meetings, we can take the learning cart there, and in 5 minutes we can share some of the initiatives that maybe we're focusing on in the nursing department or in the lifestyle department or in the social work department. We are able to bring larger global initiatives on campus, such as the flu shot, into the learning cart and remind people that as part of infection control, being a good steward of the flu shot is really important. As I said, we also discovered that we were in engagement to some of our residents as they sit there and laughed at us, literally. But it was quite fun, and again, growing the relationship with them. And a big part of growing the program we also realized is that as the federal regulations, which went into place October 1st for the skilled nursing facility, one thing we're all going to have to add to our interdisciplinary team is the fact that our GNAs are now going to need to be part of our care planning process. And while some people have been really good stewards of doing that through culture change, that may be a new initiative for some of us. And the learning cart lets us sort of bring the GNAs into the bigger picture instead of sometimes too frequently being at the bottom of the picture. So an example is our GNAs are all heading off to a big training program. We're going to ask them to lead the learning cart in December and share with us initiatives that they as GNAs feel are important. And just to kind of sum it up, I will say that, you know, the GNAs in Maryland need 8 hours of training, but at the federal level, they need 12. So we really need to make sure on top of our online learning and simple seminars that we bring in, that we find another way to track and document that we're giving them up to that 12 hours. And so we are able to train about 30 people in about 30 minutes. And we don't just train our nursing department. We train all departments that happen to be present. And we have just really found a successful way to come out of a meeting and say, hey, we need to train our community really quickly on this initiative. How do we do it? And then we add it to our learning cart in either the next month or two, and we get our information. And the prep time for a learning cart is very minimal. We have found four people, the four of us, that are really comfortable with this format of education. We pick our topic. We say, okay, you get the handouts, you get the props, you know, you do this and you do that. And we come back together, and in about 15 minutes, we ad lib it, which really makes it fun. And we go out there and we share best practice with our teams. And to date, it's been very successful. Some of the topics we've talked about are infection control, dementia, resident rights, and then as I said, you know, going forward, we're going to ask the GNAs to bring back some best practices and share with us as well. So with that, Deborah, and if you want to open it up for questions, that's really an easy summary of what we've done with our learning.